I mean, I'm still a fullback. That's still what, you know, what they have me here for. But a few of the D linemen picked me up today or took me aside and just told me, hey, you know, if you're going to be down there with us, you need to come spend a little more time with us and you know, just learn what we do. So I'll just have to do, you know, a little split time, maybe a little bit here before and after, but we'll get it together.
Because one of the things I noticed watching you is, I mean, you seem to be relentless in the sense when you're on playing against the guy who's, what, 50 pounds heavier than you?
You got to be. You got to have some kind of advantage, you know. And their advantage is they're heavier. They're bigger. They have the length. And my advantage has to be, you know, heart. So relentlessness, fight, whatever you want to call it. That's my advantage. Just keep going to the whistle blows.
Because I was sitting there thinking of, I don't know, did you ever see the movie Rudy?
Yeah, I've seen it a few times. Yes, sir.
Did anybody call you that when you played that position?
No, nah. Like I said, when I got to college, there was a few people who doubted me, but after a few games in, people started recognizing me and really showing me love and saying, hey, and giving me respect. So. Never got called Rudy.
Well, what do you weigh now? I know you went up and down a little bit. What are you, as a fullback, what are you now?
Right now, I'm trying to gain weight. The last time I weighed in, I was 245. So today I might be a little heavier.
But you don't want to get too big for fullback, obviously. Right?
Honestly, I wanted to be in the 50s range. I wanted to be heavier for fullback. It really does help. You know, those guys, those linebackers, sometimes when they get that read, they come downhill fast and 5 pounds makes a big difference. It really does.
Well, what do you weigh?
I'm trying to gain weight, too. How am I doing?
Yeah, I can give you some tips.
Yeah. Believe me, I got your beat on those tips. I know how to get weight.
Yes, sir.
Were you expecting that call to go in on the defensive line?
You know, so not expecting it so much. They told me before the Dallas game, they're like, hey, you know, we get a chance, we'll put you in. And it didn't happen. And so when they told me that again, before that game, I was like, oh, okay, you know, we'll see. And I expected them to give me a shot if we were blowing somebody out. But, you know, they actually put me in there in some crucial situations, which, again, shows that they have some kind of trust in me. But I'll be ready next time. I'll be ready this time. If my number gets called and if it doesn't, it doesn't hurt to know, you know, just in case, you know, plan for the worst and hope for the best type
you
thing.
You got the Cousins and you were actually wrapped him up. What was that feeling like?
You know, it felt good. It just felt like I was back at home, you know, getting back in that three-point stance, because a defensive line three-point stance is totally different than a fullback defensive stance. So, three-point stance. So, like I said, it just felt like I was back at home, just something completely natural. I didn't have to think as much as I do at fullback. It was just something I do. So, hitting the quarterback, it was just a feeling of, you know, being back.
You mentioned that you didn't feel like you were as ready for this when they called your number. I mean, uh-huh. Was it just came in as a surprise? Or because, I mean, you looked like you were ready. So, I mean, what was missing?
Well, you know, I didn't watch any film. So, to me, in my game in college, I watched a lot of film on my opponents, whether it was the guard, the tackle, the center. I watched a lot of film, a lot of tendencies, things that, you know, a veteran does in college and in the pros. So I didn't get those tips, you know, and then you also get tips from, you know, formations, personnel, 22 personnel, 21 personnel, down and distance. You know, all those little factors that really play a big role in what kind of game they're playing. So that, I think that was the biggest thing, was the mental preparation I was missing. The physical at D-line, you can ask any D-lineman, it's like riding a bike. You'll always be prepared for that. Maybe you'll be a little small, a little weaker. But when it comes to technique, using your hands and your feet, that's something that you really don't lose. Might be a little rusty. Might have to work it a little bit to get it back. But I think physically I was ready. Just it's the mental stuff.
Because you sniffed out that screen.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you had to see something. So was that just instincts?
Yes. It was, like I said, it was like riding a bike. As soon as the guy punched me and released, I felt it. And it just kicked back in from all those times playing defensive side of the ball. I saw it. And honestly, when I saw it in my head, I said, oh, I remember this. And I just turned to the sideline and ran. So,
when you were in there, I mean, was it mostly in passing situations where it was kind of like just go get the quarterback, or did you have run responsibility too?
It was mostly passing situations, but you can never just sell out on the pass, you know. Maybe it's a screen. Maybe they do decide to run the ball in your gap. So you still got to play football. You can't just say, hey, go rush, because that can get you in a lot of trouble. So It was mostly past situations, but like I said, you got to be prepared for everything.